This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is former Indiana Congressman John Hostetler, who is now a candidate for the Republican Senate nomination in the Hoosier State. That contest has obviously been in the national spotlight the last couple of days following the surprise retirement announcement from a two-term Democrat, Evan Bayh. And Mr. Hostetler, thanks so much for your time today.
Good to be with you, Greg.
Well, you were obviously in this race well before the announcement from Senator Bayh. He was considered a relatively safe for re-election, although in this political environment, I'm not sure anyone's safe. What convinced you to run for the U.S. Senate?
Well, it was actually an email message that I received from a friend regarding Senator Bayh's actions on the health care bill. And so that is no longer valid at this point. But the simple fact is that as a result of Democrats' control of Congress in the last 3 years, we've gone from about a $400 billion deficit to a $1.6 trillion deficit. We are in the process of expanding government to take in the health care coverage of every single American at a time when we have massive deficits and when our economy is reeling from unemployment. We are possibly discussing a takeover of America's energy policy to require cap and trade legislation that would cripple our economy and destroy job growth. We have gone so far, so fast in the wrong direction, Greg, that I just felt compelled to get back in and to try to make a difference.
What's your message to Indiana voters? You just articulated what you think is wrong with Washington and how our federal government's functioning right now. What vision would you bring back to Washington?
Well, I'd bring a vision of a much more modest domestic policy. The government, according to the United States Constitution, is supposed to do very few things well. And unfortunately, we have over the last several decades expanded the scope of the federal government to do very many things poorly. And as a result of that, we are going to mortgage our children's future and ultimately bankrupt it. So this is a campaign that seeks to make for a much more modest domestic policy and a much more humble foreign policy overseas, in that we continue to expand the interventionism of the United States military, and we are now talking about being on the verge of creating hostilities with another nation in the Middle East at a time when we must be, in fact, withdrawing significant presence abroad simply because we cannot afford it financially, and we can't afford to continue to embroil our military in conflicts that are not in our national interests.
Congressman, a couple more questions in our time here. First of all, there are those on the Democratic side who say, well, Republicans can't talk a whole lot about government to fiscal responsibility and not growing the size of government because during the earlier part of the last decade, for about 6 years, Republicans had control of Congress and the White House, and the government still expanded at a pretty fast clip. How do you respond to that?
Well, and during that entire time, Greg, I was voting and have the record of opposition to the expansion of that government. And so we are going to be able to talk not only about quadrupling the size of the annual deficit by Democrats in charge, but we're also going to be able to talk about my record that would have probably resulted in very little, if any, deficits during Republican control of Congress and a Republican control of White House. So I welcome this examination of my record over these next several months so that Hoosiers will learn that long before the Scott Browns, long before even the Tea Party, there was a voice in Washington, D.C., calling for a much more modest approach on the part of our federal government.
Ever since you entered this race, it's changed in just about every way possible. The current senator is no longer running, and now in the race to win your party's nomination, you're likely going to be facing the man who held the seat before Evan Bayh, former Senator Dan Coats. What do you make of that matchup?
I'm not sure that Senator Coats will be able to receive the requisite number of signatures on petitions necessary to run in the primary, but if he should, then there'll be a very interesting race and discussion about his record, the United States Congressman and United States Senator. Especially. So we're going to talk about everything from confirmations to Second Amendment issues to spending issues in the primary because it's important, as you pointed out earlier, Greg, that Republicans got here as a result of not tending to our own house. And we're going to talk about the records, my record, and the former senator's record to see who is best capable of doing that in Washington, D.C. to bring our fiscal house in order.
Congressman, Indiana used to be a reliably Republican state. A lot of people were surprised back in 2008 when President Obama was able to carry the Hoosier state. 2 years later, what are you hearing from the folks in Indiana? You mentioned why you're running and what you hope to change in Washington. What frustrates voters most right now as you talk to them?
What frustrates them most, Greg, is the idea that Washington isn't listening, and the solutions that Washington seems to be coming up with to solve our problems are doing nothing but creating more problems, more unemployment, more debt, and they want someone in Washington, D.C. that understands what the problem is and is willing to make the hard decisions necessary to change things in Washington. So there is a lot of angst, there's a lot of anger out here in Indiana, and I think that spells trouble for Democrats and success for Republicans in November.
Well, we'll certainly keep track of the Senate race in Indiana, as well as many others that could be very much up for grabs as the year goes on. Congressman, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you for having me, Greg.
Former Indiana Congressman and current Indiana Senate candidate, John Hostetler. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.